local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, right at the freezing mark as we get started on this Friday and heading for a high around 60. Get more from Dr. Bill on our forecast coming up in just a second. Check in with Kane first, right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions, a chilly start. Go outside and start the heater in the car for sure. If you're traveling over the Bayway, the Causeway, light traffic, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, along Malbus and Loxley and I-10, won't find any delays this morning. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-8-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at pitsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
All right, 609 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday morning. Sean and Dalton Kelly will be back with us on Monday. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way, 635, with a full weather discussion and some rain by this weekend. He'll talk us through that and look forward to next week coming up at 635. Also, Alec Naiman joins us. And am I right here by my notes, Dalton? This would be like the last football Friday of the year?
Yeah.
Or do you think we can keep Phil Savage coming on, but normally this would be the last football Friday of the year.
I would like to talk to him through August and then just start it over again then.
Wait
a
second. So you would end it like you would end it at the last Friday in August and pick it up with the first Friday in September?
That's correct. Yeah, right when SEC starts next year. But, you know, with the Alliance of American Football getting started after the Super Bowl this year, I guess football never really ends anymore.
Well, okay, so, and by the way, yeah, we'll talk to him about this today. That Alliance that is just brand new season. He's general manager of the Arizona Hotshots. I think that carries us through May. Am I right saying May?
I think, yeah, right before summer, right around May. That sounds about right.
So it does. I mean, it leaves us with maybe 3 months without football. That's it.
Yeah, it'll be bittersweet in more than one way today because it's the last of the football Fridays, unless we can talk to him next week. The last of the football Fridays for this season, and for all the Bama fans out there, a tough one to talk about because we're going to be recapping the national championship.
That's when I'm going to get up and leave the studio and let y'all have at it. All right, that's on the way this morning. Of course, turning up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. President on the border yesterday, lots to talk about there. Also, we'll take a look at the continuing fight in Washington over when to reopen the government. As you have motion here from Republicans, you know, yesterday Congressman Bradley Byrne was on with us talking about his push to be able to pay Coast Guard employees going forward through the fiscal year. Well, there are a lot of bills like that coming from different members of Congress trying to patch certain parts of the partial government shutdown that they think are more important than others. If you do all those, do you end up just, even though you're not officially back to being to work, if you patch up all the places that people aren't getting paid or not working, you essentially do the same thing.
Yeah, what's the difference at that point?
It may just be in semantics and name. And then a story that has had Dalton and I as a side note talking this morning before we even got started with the show, and I know there's a lot of hard-hitting news, but let me run to Steve Kassenbaum's story from Westwood One about what may be the most expensive divorce ever.
Amazon's stock price seesawed yesterday as investors digested the news of founder Jeff Bezos' impending divorce and what it might mean for one of the most highly valued companies in the world.
I can't imagine the attorneys that are going to have to handle this one. This is going to have a lot of zeros at the end of these assets.
Donald Schweitzer is a celebrity divorce attorney. Bezos is worth around $137 billion. His soon-to-be ex-wife, Mackenzie Bezos, was pivotal in the creation of Amazon. Shortly after they got married, she drove them cross-country from New York to Seattle as he typed out a business plan for what would become the massive online retail business. Schweitzer said the couple already tried to offset concerns of what their split might mean for Amazon, and he doesn't think this will wind up in court.
Everybody's going to get what they want, but it's what's the goals of these particular people, and I have no doubt that they're going to be able to figure it out without harming Wall Street and their employees. I mean, there's people around the world that are dependent on these people acting responsibly. They seem like they're the type to do it. Let's see what happens.
The stock price is still well above $1,650 a share. Bezos owns 16% of it. That's what had investors wondering what this would mean for Amazon on Wall Street. Washington is a community property state, which means assets accrued during the marriage must be split equally in a divorce. So Mackenzie Bezos would get half of that stock. They could file for a divorce in another state. They own properties in California, Texas, Washington, D.C., and some other locations. As CEO, Bezos would still retain control over Amazon. Many family law attorneys think the divorce of the richest couple in the world won't become a public spectacle because that would hurt Amazon's stock, and neither one would want to damage what they built. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Okay, so a couple things there. Number one, I think maybe Mackenzie Bezos probably helped more in the creation of Amazon than the story lets on, but the story sets it up and says Mackenzie Bezos was figurative in the founding of Amazon. She drove him across the country while he typed. Now, I don't try to be a jerk here, but I mean, if that's all it takes to become pivotal in the start of Amazon, I could have driven him across, even without a CDL, I could have driven him across country while he typed.
Yeah, there's probably been some Greyhound bus drivers in the past who have driven big-time moneymakers across the country as they worked. And I know a lot of people are worried about whether Bezos would lose his voting power with the company. I don't see Mackenzie Bezos letting that happen because he's the one that made all the money at Amazon. So why would she let that stop if she's still, I imagine she would still be getting some money after the divorce too.
Yeah, well, okay, so let's say, but once again, the number that keeps being thrown out here is $136 billion, okay, that they would cut that in half, right? Because community property state, if they did get divorced in Washington state, there's not, they're both going to be all right, y'all. I mean, nobody likes to lose, you know, half of lifestyle, but when your lifestyle is $136 billion lifestyle, and you got to live on half of that.
Yeah, what is that, $68 billion?
Yeah, half? So then you move to a $68 billion lifestyle. I don't know you really can tell the difference between a $136 billion lifestyle and a $68 billion lifestyle.
Do you think Amazon shareholders should be happy or sad with this news? Do you think he'll be, you know, more hungry to make more money up now that this divorce is
coming. Oh, he's
got to
hustle because who can live on
exactly
$68 billion? He's going to have to really probably get a second gig or something to make that money. I'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. 6:15, we'll check in with News 5 for headlines next.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrodt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search continues at daylight in Mobile Bay for two missing fishermen. Floyd Nelson and David Stegman launched from the Theodore Shipping Channel Tuesday night, headed toward Galliard Island. Thursday, searchers recovered their boat, but still no sign of the men.
The water that's been in the delta is now flooding out through the bay, so the currents are much stronger now than they generally are.
A man convicted of killing a Mary G. Montgomery High School student in 2016 will spend 20 years in prison. Christopher Logan shot and killed 17-year-old Jacob Thomas at a gas station on St. Stephen's Road. Foley police are crediting the public for helping catch the suspects in an armed robbery. The robbery happened at a Dollar General off Highway 59. Surveillance video showed a man grab two sodas before heading to the counter, pulling out a gun and demanding money. The Council on Aging in West Florida has given away more than 300 heaters since the beginning of November, but right now supply is not meeting demand. You can donate a brand new heater to the Council on Aging on Roy Street. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, 6:19 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As draft-eligible college players decide whether they'll stay in school one more year or try to turn pro, players at the University of Alabama are beginning to announce their decisions. Yesterday, AL.com reported that tight end Irv Smith Jr. will enter the NFL draft. Smith had a breakout season in 2018. He caught 44 passes for 710 yards and 7 touchdowns. That's the most for a tight end in school history. Running back Josh Jacobs is also expected to leave school early and turn pro. Jacobs rushed for 640 yards and a team-high 11 touchdowns on 120 carries, but he also caught 20 passes for 247 yards and 3 more touchdowns in 2018. Today at 10 a.m., Alabama will hold a press conference for other players to make their decisions public. Defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, who's expected to be one of the top 5 picks in the draft. Offensive tackle Jonah Williams, also a first-round lock, basically. Safety Deontay Thompson, linebackers Mack Wilson and Anthony Jennings, and defensive backs Shaheem Carter and Savion Smith are all expected to announce whether they will stay at Bama or enter the NFL draft. Players aren't the only ones leaving Tuscaloosa. The school announced yesterday that former co-offensive coordinator Josh Gattis has left the team to become the offensive coordinator at Michigan. Gattis will fill a vacancy left by Jim McElwain, who took the head coaching job at Central Michigan after 1 year with the program. Gattis has coached at Penn State, Vanderbilt, and Western Michigan before spending the 2018 season with Alabama. 1 month after former Auburn offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey took the same job at Kansas, it was officially announced yesterday that Lindsey will not be a Jayhawk and will instead be the new head coach at Troy University. Lindsey will be replacing Neil Brown, who took over at West Virginia earlier this month. Troy has reached double-digit wins in three straight seasons under Brown. The Trojans finished 10-3 in 2018 and won the Dollar General Bowl here in Mobile over Buffalo. In basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a close one to Arkansas State, 66-65. The Red Wolves' Ty Cockfield II scored 23 points in the win, while Roderick Sykes led the Jags with 24 points. The women's team also fell to the Red Wolves. Arkansas State beat South at the Mitchell Center 77-64 last night. Peyton Martin led the Red Wolves with 25 points and 10 rebounds. South Alabama was led offensively by Antoinette Lewis with 21 points. Next up, the women's team takes on Arkansas Little Rock here in Mobile tomorrow at 3:05 in the afternoon, and the men's team will play at Little Rock at the same time. In the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge scored a career-high 56 points, and his San Antonio Spurs beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in double overtime, 154-147.
Wow.
Here's Aldridge after the game.
You know, I was just trying to be dominant down there. You know, I got going early in the third. I felt good, and, you know, I was just going.
The Thunder lost despite Russell Westbrook getting a triple-double with 24 points, 24 rebounds, and 13 assists. In other games, Dwayne Wade put up 19 points to lead the Miami Heat past the Boston Celtics 115-99. The Denver Nuggets beat the LA Clippers 121-100, and the Sacramento Kings beat the Detroit Pistons 112-102. 6:22 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Wind Creek Atmore is turning 10 this month, and we're celebrating by giving away $50,000 cash in our big 1-0 birthday party. Play now through January 12th, and you'll earn one entry for every 250 base points. And from Monday, January 7th through Friday, January the 11th, you'll earn five times the entries. Then come in on Saturday, January 12th for the grand prize drawing, when one lucky player will walk away with $25,000 cash. Don't miss the big 1-0 at Wind Creek Atmore.
Turn back the hands of time with an Alabama Bicentennial Passport as your traveling companion. Experience a living history when you explore nearly 300 destinations featured in the book. See the places and meet the legends whose stories shaped the nation. Learn more about the Passport and Alabama's Bicentennial celebrations at alabama200.org. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. One for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are still clear. No accidents and no delays if you're traveling across the Bayway. It's a good ride to the 1065 split. Tillman's Corner and Theodore Dawes. If you're traveling near Range Line and 90, you've had light traffic there. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in downtown Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these garage balconies offer great views to the parades. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:24 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. Decent for today, but rain by tomorrow. Getting better, though, later in the weekend. We'll talk to him about the timeline on that coming up. Heads up, ceasefire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science. So ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the ceasefire tech movement is leading the way. Join that movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. 6:25 FM Talk 106.5. This is not really a tech story, but it's a, oh, here we go again, as session gets ready to start in Montgomery in early March. The hands-free push now, again, for your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So here's State Senator McClendon is pushing this. Jim McClendon's out of Springville, Republican, has offered details of the so-called hands-free bill he announced he'd introduced in the upcoming session. The bill would make it illegal for individuals to hold their cell phones while driving, as similar to a law passed in Georgia. McClendon's law would give an incentive to drivers to use hands-free devices and perhaps avoid the pitfalls of distracted driving. This story from Yellowhammer News by our friend Jeff Poor. Goes on to say this proposed law allows for one button touch, McClendon explained. On my car, it's the steering wheel. You push one button and it says, what do you want to do? If you don't have that built into your car, you just find the earpiece and just touch the earpiece, and then it sets up for voice recognition. I can't wait to hear the howls on this one. McClendon said his proposal did allow for offenders to have the opportunity to have the charge dropped. He said, I like it when the person that makes the bill tells you what's interesting. He said, one interesting part of this bill that I think everybody will like, on your first offense, if you present to the judge a device that you purchased in order to correct this problem or evidence of a device, a receipt for your device, then you're forgiven, and there will be no offense. You will not be convicted of anything. There is sort of a get-out-of-jail-free pass on the first offense only. You must affirm to the judge you've never used this excuse before. It's a way for first-time offenders to avoid having the charge against them, having points, paying court costs, and seeing what happens to their auto insurance, end quote. So there you go. By the way, the fine structure would be $100 for the first offense, $150 for the second offense, and $200 for the third offense. In addition, points on your driver's license, which he said may impact auto insurance rates and also court costs.
And I liked the prototype that you were tweeting yesterday.
That's hands-free, right?
Yeah, that was hands-free at FM Talk 106.5. It looked like a man who had taken his cell phone, maybe didn't have the funds to purchase a Bluetooth device, and taped it with duct tape around his head.
Well, this is when legislators run out to make laws so they can say, look what I'm doing for people. Because, I mean, they're reacting either honestly or... Yeah, I don't know what McClendon's desire here, but let's just say he's doing it out of his heart, not out of political effect. They make up a law that has about 20 different nuanced ways to get around it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's hands-free, does it have to be a Bluetooth, or could you just take some duct tape and tape the phone to your head? Good question. We'll be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating a hepatitis A outbreak in the northeast portion of the state. 17 cases have been confirmed in DeKalb and Jackson counties. Parents on the Eastern Shore want some answers after a beloved swim coach who recently suffered a stroke was laid off. Ross Moore has been with the Lake Forest Swim Club for 15 years. He had a stroke last year, but he tells News 5 doctors cleared him to get back in the water. Moore says the club's board told him they voted not to rehire him for the upcoming season.
He is the heart and soul of this team. He is why people come to Lake Forest during the summer to swim.
The Council on Aging in West Florida has given away more than 300 heaters since the beginning of November. They rely on donations to make it happen, but right now the supply isn't meeting demand.
Seniors who don't know what to do, who are freezing, who are shivering, who are sometimes dangerously cold.
You can donate a new heater to the Council on Aging on Roy Street. You can also donate money and they'll do the shopping. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said it. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Mobile United needs your help on Saturday, January 19th, Dr. King's Day of Service, to help clean up One Mile Creek, Three Mile Creek, and a Slava Creek ditch inlet. Registration begins at 8:30 at Tricentennial Park, 2121 Lake Drive, Mobile, or the Walmart Supercenter, 101 East I-65 Service Road. Visit Volunteer Connect for more.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
After days of back and forth over President Trump's decision to pull American troops from Syria, a U.S. military official says the process of withdrawal has begun. But Colonel Sean Ryan, spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group, would not discuss specific timelines, locations, or troop movements. There has been no announcement from the White House, but President Trump is up and tweeting about Mexico paying for the border wall. The president seems closer to declaring a national emergency to fund a wall as pressure mounts to end the partial government shutdown. Correspondent Phil Mattingly reports from Capitol Hill there's no solution in sight.
A lot of Republican aides are looking towards the president to take some executive action, declare a national emergency. That might be the next path. Lindsey Graham is straight up advocating for that, saying that's really the only path left. That is something Democrats have made clear they will quickly try and take to court.
A day after Wall Street posted its first five-day winning streaks in September, stock futures this morning are showing slight losses ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Amazon has launched its first ad-supported streaming video channel, the e-commerce giant's latest effort to grab a larger share of the ad market. IMDb Free Dive, which went live yesterday, offers a collection of TV shows and movies on IMDb's website or through Amazon Fire TV devices without having to purchase a subscription. The government shutdown has suspended federal cleanups at Superfund sites around the nation and forced the cancellation of public hearings, deepening the mistrust and resentment of surrounding residents who feel people in power long ago abandoned them to live among the toxic residue of the country's factories and mines. Residents in Birmingham, Alabama, who have been forced to cope with high levels of arsenic and lead in the soil, say they're already hurting, and this is just adding more fuel to the fire. American Airlines trimmed its profit guidance for 2018, raising concerns that carriers are falling short of revenue expectations. Shares dropped more than 4%. On Wall Street, futures this morning are little changed. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
32 now at our studios. The coldest morning for at least a few days.
Yeah, light freeze here in the city. We could look for at least getting into the mid-30s, so with light wind and a lot of clear skies. I mean, it's perfect setup here to watch that thermometer drop down to 32 degrees. We're going to warm up today a little bit. Yesterday we had a high of get up to 59 degrees. We should match that today, and we should have plenty of sunshine. Now tonight, it won't be as cold tonight. We're going to stay in the 40s, in fact, upper 40s for tonight. And the reason for that is clouds will be moving in through the evening hours, and the clouds will continue to thicken overnight. And the clouds are due to a storm system that's out over Texas. That storm is headed east, and it's going to bring rain to our area. And it looks like the rain will be for Saturday. The storm itself, the center of it, will track over northern Mississippi, northern Alabama tomorrow and tomorrow night. And here along the coast, we can look for showers tomorrow, cloudy skies, and mild temperatures. In fact, tomorrow we're going to get up to 68 degrees. And those showers will taper off Saturday night as the storm system moves across northern Alabama and then on up into Georgia. And so things are going to improve on Sunday. It should become partly cloudy. And we'll be a little bit cooler, 68 tomorrow, but only 58 on Sunday. So a two-part weekend, showers Saturday, and then clearing on Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday looks pretty good with sunny skies and cool temperatures, Monday in the low 50s, and then into the mid-30s Monday night. So some good weather to start the week. We may see a few showers later next week, but the first part of it looks good. So if you're planning for the weekend, get ready for showers tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, any severe weather associated?
Right now, we don't see any upper air support for that. So we're just going to go with showers. We'll continue to monitor the situation to see if any changes and toward the possibility of severe weather. But right now, we don't see that happening.
All right, Dr. Bill, and if people want to pick up a copy of the brand new 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, how do they do that?
And we have a number of locations. If you're over in the Eastern Shore in Fairhope, there are two places, Billy Langford Allstate, as well as the Old Time Garden Supply. Also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers, and they also have other locations across Baldwin County. Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And here in Mobile, West Marine, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And also Classic Cars and Robert Moore Christmastown. They all have copies, and they are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast exclusively right here at FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me. Squeeze the trigger. Bam. Got him. Can't describe to you the feeling. You know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. We've got a good ride coming into Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Dolphin Airport, Spring Hill at 65, no delays and no accidents to report. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 32 now at FM Talk 106.5. Heading for that high today, right around 60. Dr. Bill talks about rain moving in by tomorrow. I'll give more updates coming up in just a little bit. President Trump on the border yesterday in McAllen, Texas, surveying what was going on down there. Also talking to border control agents down there, and had a presser and toured quite a few places in McAllen. Somebody else who was down there yesterday, of course, following the president reporting, I would say his nemesis, Jim Acosta, was down there as well. And Jim Acosta had a little moment of clarity a zen-like moment yesterday. Roll this out for us. What was going on?
Well, the battle between Acosta and the Trump administration rolled on yesterday, and fittingly, mostly over Twitter. So right around 11:14 yesterday morning, Acosta was in McAllen, Texas, preparing for the president to show up. And, of course, that city is right on the border. And they even have a bit of a wall already at McAllen, Texas.
Yeah, some of the steel fencing.
That's right, some steel fencing. And Jim Acosta was trying to prove that there's no immigration crisis on the border. He forgot that part of the reason is because of the wall. But Acosta tweeted, "I found some steel slats down on the border, but I don't see anything resembling a national emergency situation, at least not in the McAllen, Texas area of the border where Trump will be today." Here's the video accompanying that tweet.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area. As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
And I thought it was pretty funny. He mentioned the Burger King there. His location services have him at Burger King. So I don't know if he used their Wi-Fi to upload that video. But the Trump administration caught wind of that video. Yeah, and yeah, I'm sure that they immediately started clapping as soon as they saw it. Because I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders was the first to tweet back to Jim Acosta. And they were basically all saying, "Thank you for proving our point for us." The president did quote tweet Jim Acosta's tweet with "Dear Diary, dot, dot, dot." And Donald Trump Jr. also tweeted about this. And Acosta was answering back to all of the Trumps and to Sanders. He said, well, he tweeted back directly to the president. He said, "Totally get it, Don. Thanks for setting me straight. So you're headed down to Mexico to pick up the check?" And then he's hashtag bye-bye. So the battle rages on, but pretty funny that Jim Acosta was trying to prove that there's no national emergency situation, but he used a wall to prove his point.
Right. Here's the problem. So I can't ever let anything sit. So I look at it and I can see it from both sides. I can absolutely see what President Donald Trump Jr. were tweeting about. And, you know, hey, Acosta, you're proving our point. At the same time, I think Acosta may be, and I hate to answer for him, I'm not exactly his flag bearer, but maybe he's saying, hey, look, there's not people lined up on the border trying to get across. But I would point out, if he's using as a leverage point what went on way further to the west, right? Remember the people trying to get across the border as the waves of migrants show up to the west, not McAllen, but he may be saying that, you know, that's an isolated incident there. There's not throngs of people standing on the border because we've seen the video of the throngs of people. But I would second and say, hey, Acosta, the reason those people didn't come right across the border as that caravan showed up is it wasn't fencing there. There was a wall there.
Right.
So in both cases, whether it's for the negative or the positive, and you have to have some nuance to this, the physical barrier and structure has proven either successful in keeping people away in the first place because they can't cross, or if they try to cross, stopping them from doing it. So either, I mean, he can't have his cake and he can't eat it too.
In one of his longer videos, he was interviewing people of McAllen and asking them how safe they felt, and they all said, well, you know, I feel pretty safe. He even showed a picture of the theater, the local theater in town, that on the display outside of the theater said, McAllen, Texas, the safest city in the United States, which I'm not sure true that is.
I don't, so my brother and my family, my sister-in-law, my nephews and niece lived in McAllen for years, and my brother would drive across the border every day to work in Reynosa, Mexico. I think they had a pretty safe, decent lifestyle in McAllen. Now, as soon as you cross the border, it's a completely different story. Mm-hmm. And it was there's some rough stuff that goes on south of the border right there in Reynosa, Mexico, and those maquiladores all up and down the border. But saying it's the safest, I think, I don't know if that's true. We'll have to check that with McAllen's Chamber of Commerce.
I also saw a lot of people tweeting yesterday asking the president why he's not going to one of the more dangerous cities on the border. And the answer to that is obvious. And it's in his. It's because he's the president. We're not going to put. I think someone else quote tweeted back to one of those people. Yeah, let's put him on the border where bodies are still hanging from bridges. Let's do that. Let's put our president in that kind of danger. It wouldn't make any sense.
No, unbelievable that people. Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I said because the job is to protect the president. Yeah, exactly. That's how it works. All right, 6:45. Thanks for the update, Dalton. Coming right back.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green Insurance Agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search continues at daylight in Mobile Bay for two missing fishermen. Floyd Nelson and David Stegman launched from the Theodore Shipping Channel Tuesday night, headed toward Galliard Island. Thursday, searchers recovered their boat, but still no sign of the men.
The water that's been in the delta is now flooding out through the bay, so the currents are much stronger now than they generally are.
A man convicted of killing a Mary G. Montgomery High School student in 2016 will spend 20 years in prison. Christopher Logan shot and killed 17-year-old Jacob Thomas at a gas station on St. Stephen's Road. Foley police are crediting the public for helping catch the suspects in an armed robbery. The robbery happened at a Dollar General off Highway 59. Surveillance video showed a man grab two sodas before heading to the counter, pulling out a gun, and demanding money. The Council on Aging in West Florida has given away more than 300 heaters since the beginning of November, but right now supply is not meeting demand. You can donate a brand new heater to the Council on Aging on Roy Street. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishment, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As draft-eligible college players decide whether they'll stay in school one more year or try to turn pro in the NFL, players at the University of Alabama are beginning to announce their decisions. Yesterday, AL.com reported that tight end Irv Smith Jr. will enter the draft. Smith had a breakout season in 2018, catching 44 passes for 710 yards and 7 touchdowns. That's the most for a tight end in school history. Running back Josh Jacobs is also expected to leave school early and turn pro. Jacobs rushed for 640 yards and a team-high 11 touchdowns while catching 20 passes for 247 yards and 3 more touchdowns in 2018. Today at 10 a.m., Alabama will hold a press conference for other players to make their decisions public. Defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, safety Deontay Thompson, linebackers Mack Wilson and Anfernee Jennings, and defensive backs Shaheem Carter and Savion Smith are all expected to announce whether they will stay at Bama or enter the NFL draft. Players aren't the only ones leaving Tuscaloosa. The school announced yesterday that former co-offensive coordinator Josh Gattis has left the team to become the offensive coordinator at Michigan. Gaddis will fill a vacancy left by Jim McElwain, who took the head coaching job at Central Michigan after 1 year with the Wolverines. Gaddis coached previously at Penn State, Vanderbilt, and Western Michigan before spending the 2018 season with Alabama. And he's not the only coach leaving. Offensive line coach Brent Key is heading to his alma mater, Georgia Tech, to take up the same position, offensive line coach and actually assistant head coach. And it was previously announced that offensive coordinator Mike Locksley will be heading to be the new head coach at Maryland. 1 month after former Auburn offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey took the same job at Kansas, it was officially announced yesterday that Lindsey will not be a Jayhawk and will instead be the new head coach at Troy University. Lindsey will be replacing Neil Brown, who took over at West Virginia earlier this month. Troy has reached double-digit wins in three straight seasons under Brown. The Trojans finished 10-3 in 2018 and won the Dollar General Bowl here in Mobile over Buffalo. In basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a close one to Arkansas State, 66-65. The Red Wolves' Ty Cockfield II scored 23 points in the win, while Roderick Sykes led the Jags with 24 points. The women's team also fell to the Red Wolves yesterday. Arkansas State beat South at the Mitchell Center 77-64 last night. Peyton Martin led the Red Wolves with 25 points and 10 rebounds. South Alabama was led offensively by Antoinette Lewis with 21 points. Next up, the women's team takes on Arkansas Little Rock right here in Mobile tomorrow at 3:05 p.m., and the men's team will play at Little Rock at the same time. In the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge scored a career-high 56 points, and his San Antonio Spurs beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in double overtime, 154-147.
You know, I was just trying to be dominant down there. You know, I got going early in the third. I felt good, and, you know, I was just going.
That's Aldridge discussing his career game following the win. The Thunder lost despite Russell Westbrook getting a triple-double with 24 points, 24 rebounds, and 13 assists. In other games, Dwayne Wade put up 19 points to lead the Miami Heat past the Boston Celtics 115-99. The Denver Nuggets beat the LA Clippers 121-100, and the Sacramento Kings beat the Detroit Pistons 112-102. 6:52 here on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had accident-free conditions so far this morning. Really a nice ride across the Bayway coming down to the tunnels. From the 1065 split out towards Rangeline, Theodore Dawes Road, again, quiet. No problems from Cottage Hill, Airport and Schillinger, Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill in 65. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They offer the Lloyd made by Cavalier, a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with lots of upgrades. Call 649-2077 and ask for Vicar Tiff. And I'm with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:55 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly's out. Should be back with us on Monday. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast, and of course, Kane keeps us up to date with traffic. Coming up next hour, Alec Naiman joins us for What's Cooking. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, probably going to be the last Football Friday of the year as we check in with our buddy Phil Savage. And yes, it'll be an autopsy on the game from last week, and maybe even a little talk about the upcoming AAF football season.
Yeah, but if anyone could find the positives in what Alabama did, it would be Phil Savage.
I want to ask him, because he was on Twitter. He said there was a 10-minute period there at the end of the second quarter. He said, just the second quarter. He said, what happens in these 10 minutes will decide the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was proven to be correct, unfortunately. So, all right, that's coming up in a little bit. Also, I've been harping on you to get your New Year's resolutions going here, mm-hmm. Get them started. You've made a claim that you're going to do something, so do it. Well, you may have a little bit of extra time. You might have okay. So we're 11 days in the new year. Chances are you've already slipped up on your New Year's resolution. Shame on you. But they say don't throw in the towel completely. It's okay. A psychology professor from the University of Texas at Austin said you should actually start your resolutions for 2019 on March 4th.
Okay.
Not on January 1, but March 4th. So his point is that when January 1st rolls around every year, we know what we want to change, but we have absolutely no idea how to go about making the changes. And since the end of the year is always crazy with the holidays, we should take the first 2 months of the new year, I like this guy, to plan out exactly how we're going to accomplish those goals. And for 2019, the first Monday after those 8 weeks are up is March 4th. Conveniently for us, it's getting pretty close to Ash Wednesday for us Mardi Gras celebrants.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So what should we focus on between now and then? He said, come up with a plan that, what needs to be changed, how you're going to accomplish it. You might even start incorporating a few of those changes before March 4th, so you're on a routine by the time that hits. So pay attention to your existing habits. Be more mindful about things you might do that would get in the way of your New Year's resolution. He said, look at other obstacles that may be dragging you back towards your old behaviors, like people in your life who are not supporting your attempts to change, or refrigerator stuff with bad food, whatever it is. And he also said find people who can help motivate you, like online groups or a trainer or folks at the gym. He said, so do your getting ready right now and then implement your New Year's resolution come March 4th. So good luck, y'all. You got a little time to get with it.